Welcome to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast with the Traders.
G'day with the Traders, I'm Roy, our coach Destroyer, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Galvin.
Coach of Galvinator.
Righto, boys, we are here to check out the prices of the power.
Ooh.
Now, they're a
pretty
interesting
team. You used to hate them so much, Roy.
Yeah, your anger.
Yeah, no.
But there's one little piggy boy that
yes.
has made you like them a little bit more.
Yeah, oh, well, Rocky, of course, I love the fact that he's there, but, gee, they made some interesting moves across the trade period,
yep.
which increases opportunities for their current list.
Which and, we thought might have happened last year.
Yeah, and, well, that's the thing. Well, it could actually, there's going to be plenty of points to be made up. That's what I'm saying, from
right.
players that are on the current list. So they may actually be a little bit fantasy relevant this year.
All right. Tell me who you think is fantasy relevant for yourself when you looked at your list for the Port Adelaide
Power. Yeah, you've always got to consider someone that's priced at an average of 83 when they've averaged 135 before, and that is, of course, the pig, Rocky.
So it's almost...
That's his worst season
it's more than,
since his debut.
More than 50 points.
That first year...
Below his
it's ridiculous.
That's first year he only played that one game. I think it's his worst average since then. Look at that difference, 83, 135.
What wow. can he get to?
I don't know. See,
that's it though, isn't it? It could be anything.
Obviously, he lost his forward status that he picked up in AFL fantasy. He's just mid only.
Why could he not get back to 100?
Well, yeah.
Because he's at Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
That's Is a, that
that's
the,
an issue?
The actual simple answer
Potentially,
to it?
Yeah. Because it wasn't
Time
just
on
him.
Ground was his big issue, and that's for a lot of their midfielders. Well, they rotated off the
And
bench.
That's the thing. Someone like Ollie Wines, who should have, after coming off 100-100, they were supposedly improved unit last year.
Yep.
He dropped to 93.
Yeah.
Like, yep. is that, so he would be value, wouldn't he? But you just can't touch those guys, can you? Now, the thing is, Wingard out is massive. When Wingard used to play mid, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was good as a forward as well. But like someone like Sam Gray, he averaged 87
yeah.
3 years
Did
ago.
He, was it that
Yeah,
much?
Then 81. He dropped to 67.
Wow.
So someone yeah, like right. him, his value, he's a huge
There's
draft,
a draft
slider.
One. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
100%. You'd never pick him in
He's
going
to be floating around the necks of the 67 blokes.
Yeah.
On the
exactly.
rankings.
So, and he's well above that.
He's like, obviously got forward 20. Status.
Yep. Yes, just yeah, straight forward.
He
yeah.
does. So he's someone you watch. Now, the person I want to talk about, Justin Westhoff.
Right.
There
this
are
is
so
the biggest
many
one.
Reasons why we shouldn't do that.
Okay. He got DPP because he's a ruck forward
yeah.
now.
Yes.
He is one of, I think it was four players that is priced, well, the average is more, average more than 100
yeah.
that are ruck ready.
Yeah. yeah.
And I reckon there's only, three or four midfielders, forwards, sorry, that
yeah,
had
yeah.
that. One
yeah.
of three, actually, I think he was.
So he's you're saying last
he
year
should,
he was
yeah.
the elite of yeah. the elite. Like he's uber elite now based
Issues.
On last year. Issues. Age.
Age.
Hasn't
what is
done
he, 32?
It in his previous 25
Hasn't
seasons.
Actually gone over 90
no.
in an average before.
It's absolutely nuts. Now,
what a bloody 13th, 14th year breakout
the fact,
he had.
The fact they got in, say, Lycett, that just means less ruck time, doesn't
yep.
it? But there was only
just
probably three or four games
yeah.
where his hitouts were yeah. really significant, like over 10.
It's just that he was up around
but
the ball
the fact
more,
that
wasn't it?
When he's getting those 7 or 8 hitouts that he averages, yeah, he is around the ball. But goodness, he was taking marks everywhere. They'd throw him to full back at the end of quarters just to sweep across and pick off marks.
He's good to own.
He was.
We got him late.
Yeah, yeah, but he was great to own. People are talking about rolling him out as their second ruck.
That's an interesting
yeah,
one. That's
right.
actually a few questions that we did receive from Twitter on the way through. Would you actually consider that?
I would love it. I would love to have someone playing the role he does as my ruckman. But
he's not playing.
Do
that
we
role.
Know that's his role?
I don't know.
Like, Ryder and Lysett
why,
are playing.
Why wouldn't he be built just to play like Richo did at the end
yeah.
of his career?
Yeah, so that'd be nice.
And that's what that sort of looks like what he was being moulded into, didn't it?
Mm.
I don't know. But he's a star and you're only as good as your last season, and his last season was awesome. Now, Robbie Gray.
Yep.
Always interesting.
Old Robbie Gray. He's back again.
So disappointing last year because when he was playing as a mid, he was
yeah.
dominating at the start of the year, racking up, averaging
100. Just
didn't
have him at the right times.
No. Yeah. Because his wrong times are so wrong.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, he played as a forward. His scoring was putrid, but I don't know. Port obviously liked him there. He got in the All-Australian team basically through his goal-kicking forward. But from a fantasy perspective, it was a nightmare.
So he's best playing that role for the team, isn't he?
Well, that's what they seem to think. Yeah. I don't think so. Like, I think they win more when he's a midfield.
Agree.
Midfield resting team forward.
Wins more when you've got him.
It certainly does. But, so, I don't know. He could slide in draft as well. You could never start with him in classic.
No way.
Even if he does probably look sit nice at full cheap. Forward.
He'll probably be the guy they start
with. Priced at 84 when he went 97 or 2 years ago.
Yeah. And he was going well over at the start of the year.
Now, Roy, your next one coming up, I want to know about. I'm interested in this.
At this stage, pencil him in.
Yeah, right.
Ryan Burton.
Yep. Traded.
Yep.
Made his way across there.
They're very excited.
Did he win
about
the Rising Star or should have he won the Rising Star?
Oh, it was one of the two. However, last year, he averaged only 62. So he had a bad year.
Terrible
year. The year before that, 85.
There you go.
That would have been his second year, that 85.
Yep.
Expect that as a minimum.
He's named up that he is going to be playing that halfback.
Yep.
There's probably a little
Pittard's
bit of...
gone. Yep.
Bit of space open up there for him to do that.
Are you happy with this end? At the very worst, he's going 62 to match his previous best of 85. How can you say no to that?
He's 20 under.
And he's a ripe age.
See, these are the guys we need to get, Roy.
I think so.
These guys but who then, are 20 points under.
Then I remember a few years ago, we chased all those value guys and about one out of every four paid off.
Yep. Which is the mid-price game.
It is. It is. But
jeez, we've got a few to pick from, don't we?
It does tick a lot of boxes. Now, Travis Boak is one to watch in draft, purely because of this. He never made it as a midfielder that you would realistically pick. He averaged 100 once. He's always in the 90s. He's actually going to be a slight slider in draft because he averaged a little bit down, maybe a bit below 90, but his consistency over the years is worthy of having a look at him in draft as a forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit of a slider as a forward.
All right.
Rookie-wise, I don't know.
They're probably like a lot of teams that we've been talking about recently, they should be backing themselves in not to be needing to play too many.
We might have a bench option in Boyd Woodcock. He's small, he's light, but he might get a game. Probably a downgrade target through the year, I reckon.
They've got a couple of untried players too on their list that just are now older that we might just have to watch during the JLT. One name, Joel Garner.
Yeah. He's quick.
Yeah, apparently.
Bounces. Around.
What about the Cannon, Doug?
Cannon. What's he price? 40. So price at 49, 355. Nah, that's a bit over.
You know one I'm interested in? Hartlett.
Yeah.
So when he is back from that injury, like I haven't heard whether he's what sort of training he's back, but he was playing really well last year before he injured himself at training. So he's priced at 74 and he was averaging 87 when he went down.
Okay.
So that's significant. There's no reason why he won't bounce back pretty respectably, I would think.
Rightio, here is a couple of questions here. This one comes from Jason Arosi. Is he likely to get games early? So he was one of their high draft picks. Defender forward, price at 36 for his $262,000 with that price premium because he was such a high draft pick. He's got to be a chance.
He's definitely attracted.
He looked great. Highlights I've seen of him, he's basically ready-made, I think. He's going to be playing there. So this one. A lot of questions actually came through for Burton. What does he average?
85 minimum.
Yep, agree. I think he's definitely mid.
So he's 80s. A lock
well,
at that then.
God, we've locked a lot in.
Geez, we've locked them all in, Roy.
Over the weeks, haven't we?
But why not? He's 20 under.
He is.
At a minimum. That's locked.
It's like,
but then again,
they've got him in too, and they were like, "Don't worry, this is going to be better for us than having Wingard." Like that's their attitude. Yeah. So they want him to be good. But they'll give him every opportunity.
Rocky went to Port, couldn't do it.
Yep.
Jack Watts went to Port, couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Is he just going to be another one of those stories?
They're a graveyard for fantasy. Cameron Lewis,
that's extreme.
Well,
but that's the only reason we're not considering him, potentially.
Some of the other questions from Twitter. Cam has asked this one. Will Robbie Gray go back to average close to a ton without Wingard? Was Wingard a factor in that?
Oh, I don't think Wingard was a huge factor in it. No. They just wanted him deep forward.
Yeah.
They played him deep forward, and I don't think that had anything to do with Chad.
It's just going to be interesting. Like, does that make – could Westhoff then just now be more of a forward if they want a taller option down there?
You can't trust them.
See, Westhoff challenges your horrendous graveyard call.
Yeah, but then is he back to being sub-90 this year? Well, every chance.
Maybe.
Potentially, anyway.
Back to the cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Rightio, Denham. He's contemplating Hoff at R2 over Steph and Max. Can he go the ton?
Because
you'd need that. If you're doing it, you just
can't. We are going to have in R2 this year a cheap ruckman.
I think so.
We will have a really cheap ruckman. Yep. We won't need to go and fill that on a risky Westhoff.
Like it's risky.
A Westhoff is fully priced without even thinking, if not overpriced.
And it's risky. It's
Westhoff could still be very good this year, but you'd still say he's overpriced. He could still do a ton.
Mm.
But that would be then unders what he actually did.
You don't know what he's going to do. You don't know his role. You can't touch it.
No, you can't touch.
It's an interesting one. All right. Well, that was Port Adelaide. Roy, your boys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Rocky going to be a chance to start your team this year? Starting your team this year?
When was the last year you didn't, Roy?
He's 20 points unders. He's starting.
That's Port Adelaide. On the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. Catch all of our podcasts on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts and everywhere else. Check out all of our content at afl.com.au/fantasy. Next time we are with you, it will be all about North Melbourne.
You've been listening to the official AFL Fantasy Podcast. For more expert advice from the traders, head to afl.com.au/fantasy.